Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, what you gonna do? You wanna get down? Tell me. Oh, what you gonna do? Do you wanna get down? Oh, what you gonna do? You wanna get down? Oh, what you gonna do? You wanna get down? Tell me.
All right. Welcome to Diener Time, everybody. How is everybody doing on this Taco Tuesday here in July? Fucking, I didn't eat tacos, though. I had pizza like an asshole. Fucking, I already got some guests here with me in the studio. I guess I'm a guest tonight. But either way, joining me now, I believe, is Alan Marcusino. Are you there?
That's Roger, fucking Mark.
You fucking piece of shit. We got all sorts of stuff to talk about, Alan. You know, we're going to talk about golf and the real golf, not the fake throwing shit. we'll get around to that. Also joining me, Big Zill Dowell in the house. What up, Zilla? I got some stuff for you too later. I think it was food related. I can't remember. Maybe nachos. Oh no, pickled cucumbers. We'll get around to them though.
Can't ever find them.
Nowhere to be seen. Not anymore. Not in this economy. And maybe Borg will call in. He's jealous because I'm doing a golf podcast. I can tell already. He's crying. He's like, Diener don't even golf. He's an old crusty white guy. Fucking crying about it. But we'll see. We'll see if Borg calls in a little bit. Boop, 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 boop. Emma ain't going to call in. She hates me because I never say hello. I just took a peek at the thread there. She said goodnight, everyone. Whenever she says hello, I just don't do it because then I have to respond, I'm good. I'm good. You good?
It's Tuesday.
You should tell her you're bad. Well, then she probably tell you to behave yourself then.
Yeah. Or things could be a whole lot better. I really need someone to talk to. Need someone to lay this
she
on.
She probably just goes, I hope you find someone.
All right. Well, fucking, let's see. What are we going to start the rundown with? Should we call Fatbot before we try anything?
Yes.
Yeah.
All right. Let's call Fatbot.
All right. Let me pull out my old Rolodex here. All you kids don't know what a Rolodex is. It's a roly thingy with index cards and phone numbers on it. So, 0. So if you understand that, you now know Thoughtbot's phone number. Sorry, bud.
Oh, God, not these assholes.
Trying to watch Dragon Ball Z Super.
Building birdhouses.
What's up?
You building birdhouses, bro? Alamino said you build birdhouses.
Building birdhouses. How did this one come about? Yeah, I quit the WNBA reporting and now I build birdhouses.
It just came up now. I've never heard the birdhouse thing till now, so I thought it was legit. Because he's like,
where the hell
is there like best. He's like, we're best friends on Facebook and FaceTime all the time and shit. All right. Anyway, we're
on Facebook Marketplace.
Sell him the birdhouse. That's when you know the relationship's over. When the birdhouse.
Oh man,
goes
guys, it's like the old days.
Yeah, it is. This is the original four right here. Holy shit!
Yeah.
if you don't count the fifth guy that put us all together.
Right.
Hell.
He died.
Hey, his show is tonight.
Is he still got one going? He's got another one?
Pretty bad. He's now Chuck Elite.
All right. Well, in a few minutes here, we might have to give that show a call if it's live.
Let's see what we got.
All right. Anyway,
no,
stop by.
Scheduled. Boo.
Oh, boo. This is Diener time, and I haven't ran one much in a while. So it's going to be a lot like Borg talk, but maybe a little more less concrete talk or whatever he talks about. But I am going to talk a little golf. Are you a golfer, Thoughtbot? Hello? You guys there?
Thoughtbot. He hung up. What a bitch.
Huh. Fucking, guess don't hate on birdhouses around Thoughtbot. I don't know what could happen
the
there.
The real reason why I said birdhouses is the last time we called him, he said something about bird feed or some shit. I could have swore I might have been super drunk, though.
I don't even know what you said. Maybe something about bird seed.
Yeah, he said something about putting together bird seed the last time we called him. You weren't there. It was the last board talk.
He said we hung up on him.
Yeah, I think we did. I think Zilla did, yeah.
Yeah.
All right. All right, well, maybe we'll call him back in a little bit later with that. What are some issues going on right now? Let's talk about the issues.
Thought about didn't pay his phone bill. Is that an issue?
That is an issue. To hell, Thoughtbot.
Somebody cut his landline.
Life of a single father. It's tough.
Oh, yeah, baby.
Yeah, baby, LOL. Do you think Maddie ever went golfing and what that was like?
Probably.
I think the closest he's been to a golf course has been a round of Topspin at the local Hooters.
Yeah. He fucking went to the Hooters golf tournament and just followed around the girls all day with a fucking holding a golf club. Yeah. Dude, that's missing from golf.
I can see him at a charity golf tournament.
I do notice this. Golf cart girls are missing now on golf courses. I can't remember the last time I've seen one. When I first started golfing, it was always a thing. There was like some hot 18 to fucking 24-year-old girl driving around a cart full of beer and fucking all the fucking old dudes, every time she drove by, like, I'll take a beer. What's up, baby? How are you fitting them jeans? And fucking tip her a bunch of money and shit. I'm like, Jesus, you guys are fucking gross. But they were fun to look at. And I haven't seen cart girls anymore lately. Probably because of the laggers
funny
of the world.
Miss Casino was watching a shit ton of videos the other day on Instagram about golf cart girls. It still exists.
Talk about your thoughts.
What was the show about on golf cart girls?
It was just on,
what were they doing?
It was on Instagram. It was just some Instagram stories or TikTok, some shit like that.
Oh, so not real stuff.
Well, no, they were, and I will say also, my stepdad and mom live on a fucking golf course, and they have cart girls there. We saw them the last time we were there.
I don't believe you.
You didn't stick your finger in them.
They don't exist anymore.
I think
but yeah,
fuck. Bud Light.
I would always buy one beer from them, and I'd know my courses, and I'd pre-buy beer with beer they have there. Like, some places have the 16-ounce cans.
That's smart.
So I go to the gas station, I get the 16-ounce cans. I buy one from them, from the cart girl, and every time she comes around, like, oh, I'm still working on this one. Fucking, because they're charging you like $14 for like a, or $4 for a tall boy, a bush or some shit, you know? I'm fucking trying to drink IPAs.
Yeah, they usually have, you know, just your standard beer. They don't got anything too fancy, fancy.
Have
we got two new callers, yo.
All right, let's pick them up. Fucking Borgs, my nemesis.
You know what I say to them cart girls?
Shake
What's
that,
that
ass, bitch, and let me see what you got. Just shake that ass, bitch, and let me see what you got. Just shake that ass, bitch, and let me see what you got. Just shake that ass, bitch, and let me see what you got. Just shake that ass.
Oh, I don't know.
That's more appropriate than what these old dudes say to them.
Oh, yeah, I work with old dudes in construction, and they're like, they'll just stare and leer at the girls and fucking make them uncomfortable and looking at me like, oh, what, you don't like that? Yeah, well, I'm not going to stand next to you and fucking drool and touch myself along with you.
Fucking, are they staring at them with their shirt pulled up, digging at the lint in their belly button and shit?
Yeah, oh yeah. Fucking same shirt they had on since Monday. It's fucking Friday afternoon.
Oh man, those smelly bastards. They come in my bar sometimes. Where was that? Borg, I got more stuff with golf. We'll mix it in all night. I'm not going to hang on it. But there's weird rules and shit. And it's fucking the most uptight fucking sport in the goddamn world. I can't stand their fucking rules. And the people that follow every goddamn one of them. But we'll get to that.
Shit.
Yeah. Well, if you play in a league, good luck, because you'll run into some old, crusty white fucker. That's like,
well,
you know,
I don't play in
the
league because I have a job and a life, and I drink. And have go out with friends.
And are vaccinated.
Are there even real golfers in Montana? All right, hold on. Let's go with this. Hey, Thoughtbot.
What up?
Hi. Want to
hear a joke?
No, I don't.
Nobody wants to hear a fucking joke.
No.
All right, I'll say it anyway. How long before I went to work today, I made a ham sandwich and left it on the counter for when I came home. So when I came home on my lunch break to eat that ham sandwich, I found my wife fucking the mailman and my dog ate my ham sandwich right off the counter. Gee whiz, right now would be a great time for a ham sandwich, wouldn't it?
Yeah, nobody needed a joke.
But you never complimented the dog for eating it cold.
True.
It was lukewarm by that point.
How do you just eat it at room temperature?
Oh. Let's see what I pretended I had for topics up here in the thread. Bad ghost TV shows. I actually started watching one on Netflix. It's called Skinwalker Ranch, which is weird as fuck name for a ranch in fucking Utah. And I was like, what is this, like some Skywalker shit full of fucking UFOs or something? And it kind of is. There is UFO activity, apparently. But these dudes filming it. So you know ghost shows, how they all fucking like, oh my God, did you hear that? Oh my God. And they're just fucking make a bunch of shit up like, oh, the reading's going crazy on the meter.
They got phony ass equipment.
Yeah. So this is that, but it's a bunch of rednecks doing it now, pretending to be scientists.
Oh, Lord.
The very first episode, why I'm hooked, I'm on episode 5 now. It's pure comedy to me. The very first episode, they're doing like the preview of the show and what it's going to lead into. And they have all their instruments out and the guy's trying to read them and say what's going on to the camera. He's like, I don't even know what these instruments are reading. I don't know what they read. And I was like, yeah, exactly. Who knows what the fuck those instruments mean, you asshole.
But they feel something.
The only one of those shows.
Go ahead.
No, I was going to say, the only one of those shows like that I've ever seen is any good, that Yellow Jacket show. I can't remember, it's like on HBO or something, but it's like Lord of the Flies, but just a bunch of chicks on a soccer team, basically.
What?
Pretty cool.
So, chicks on a soccer team are sent to a wilderness island?
Yeah, a plane crashes, and then you just pretty much follow them as they fall. There's like paranormal shit that starts happening or whatever, but you just follow them as they fall into cannibalism and whatnot. It's pretty cool.
Do they ever like? Wow. Do they ever like? Kind of scissor.
It's funny. There's one lesbian couple on there. It's hilarious. They put the ginger with the black person. And they do that in like fucking everything now.
Yeah, it makes the most sense. Oh, dude, true life story. The other day, when I'm fucking bartending. So a lesbian couple comes in, fucking in a nice-ass Corvette they pull up in. And it's like a butch lesbian, shaved head, fucking overweight, probably wears hiking boots normally. And another lesbian that's kind of butch, but not as butch. But I'm like, all right, hold on. Two butches here. What's going on? So they start ordering their food and their drinks and shit. And fucking I keep looking at the other one without the shaved head. I'm like, this one kind of looks like a dude. I was like, I can't tell who's the more butch here. And after the one girl orders her beer, the other chick starts ordering hers, and there's a pure fucking baritone. I'm like, oh, that used to be a fucking dude.
Oh,
dude. It was like my first full-on, like, trans running. Like, he had the soccer mom haircut and everything. And then once I looked closer, I was like, there might be a bit of a 5 o'clock shadow there. But fucking, yeah.
God damn.
They just sat down and ate pizza in my fucking bar and drank man beers. And then the one with the shaved head played the Star Trek pinball and set the high score on her first try. I was like, get the fuck out of here.
She's like, it's all in the dick.
Lesbians are really good at pinball.
Yeah. It must be like the opposite thing for dudes. You know, like when dudes are training for something and shit, they just fucking, they're like, I'm going to ignore pussy for fucking 6 months. And fucking they get a bunch of shit done. And fucking maybe that's lesbians. They're like, they don't need any dick, so they just get really good at shit. Like autistic kids. I don't know.
Yeah.
I feel bad about that joke a little bit. My buddy's kid's autistic, but I think he would still laugh at it.
Well, you just pointed out a trait of autistic people. It's not like Yeah. The joke was
about. Well, we always
me.
Joke about
the joke
like
was about
what we're hoping. Yeah. We always joke about what we hope his kid's good at. Like fucking, we hope he's like either real sweet at the guitar, or he fucking is like the greatest video game player in the world and wins all these tournaments for millions of dollars and shit. We have our fantasies about it.
Remember when I
we're
called
like,
that jackass autistic and he got all upset and wrote a long paragraph?
Yeah, what an asshole. Sound like he called him a retard.
Stupid retard.
All right, Elmino, what do you got going on over there?
What do you mean?
Autism.
You're up to something, I know it. I'm just trying to figure it out.
I'm just listening right now. I
dropped shit on the floor.
I was too drunk before the show, so I'm drinking beer right now.
All right. Let me ask you this, Elmino.
I just cracked my first beer 20 minutes ago.
What makes you disc golfers think you can call that golf?
Yeah.
You're not even hitting the disc with a stick.
You're not even pissed the fuck off within 15 minutes and ready to kill somebody.
Yeah.
So you can take that, you know, you can take that ball and throw it as well. So, I mean.
No, that's the penalty. We're going to go over the rules of golf later, Elmino.
Okay.
But no, you cannot. The only in golf, you have to strike your ball with a little fucked up stick. That's the rule.
Well, duh.
There's no fucked up sticks. There's no fucked up sticks in frisbee golf.
You gotta use golf clubs to play? Are you kidding?
Dude, you know what they should? I'm gonna do if I play disc golf. What is it called? Hyla or whatever? Where you got that banana scoop where you throw the fucking balls into the goal? You guys know what I'm talking about?
Ugh.
Come on.
No.
You don't know the banana scoop
game? I've seen it. I never knew what it was called. I had the shit in my yard, but we just played catch with it.
There's not very many rules for disc golf, so you don't have to, like, throw it a certain way or anything. And you can go off the pad and shit. Like, the only thing...
I had the little
really
highlight set.
After you throw the disc, you can't really go past it, like, after you throw it or whatever, like, from your first fly. Other than that, there's really no rules.
Can't
I mean,
go past
bounds,
it.
But,
the hell does
yeah,
that
like,
even
where
mean?
Where your disc lies and you take your second shot, because you're always going to, like, take a second shot. Your feet can't go past your disc.
Well, duh. You got to throw from where the shit lands. Can't go dunk it.
Yeah.
Yep. Play it as it lies. Another stolen thing from golf. That's not golf.
But that's really
the much as the whole thing. But you know what I might do tomorrow?
What's that?
I might go play some faggy. I might go play some faggy frisbee golf.
And if you play in a tournament, you have to have like your name. At least I think your name. And
I got buddies
maybe
that want to go tomorrow.
Written on the bottom of the disc. That is also a rule, which is weird. So.
I never actually played before. I videoed those two playing, thinking there would be hilarious shenanigans, but frisbee golf's pretty straightforward.
Do you guys think we could pull off a podcast where we act like we're investigating ghosts the whole podcast? And we're like, oh, we heard some stuff and now we're running away. You guys should see this. I think people would fall for it because I watch these goddamn rednecks. And I'm like, how is this show taken serious? How they're probably getting paid millions by Netflix for that show. And they're just sitting there like, yeah, we brought in this rocker expert. She's an intern of mine at the University of Alabama, a freshman. I'm like, get the fuck out of here. And
I
then
think...
they start shooting rockets in the air with instruments to track fucking or to detect gamma rays. They're like, oh, there's gamma rays up there, and oh, look, that might be a UFO. I think that's a UFO. It's fucking ridiculous.
I think if you totally sell it legit on the actual advertisement part and put a bunch of that kind of shit in the topics part, you totally get away with it as long as we pulled it off.
I think so because, dude, remember when I first started doing the celebrity voices, what was I reading? The fucking erotic fiction. Yeah, erotic. So I advertised live erotic fiction readings, and I had a fucking 121 listeners on that episode. The most by at least 80 or 90 ever.
I'll call. I won't even overpower the show.
Yeah, we'll say we got to start hashtagging better.
I'll do a thing where like every few minutes I got to go run from ghosts, and I come up with material before I call back, and I'll be all in a scary ghost situation.
Like for instance, my hashtags on this podcast are no jobs, burnt pizza, and we don't love them hoes. That's not going to attract any listeners.
It doesn't work when I do it anyway. Alamino could put, duh, my lame band, and fucking get 1,000 listeners. And I put fucking, I try to snake every popular fucking topic in the world, and I get nothing. It's over.
All right. Let's see. Is there any topics on your guys' mind that you wanna throw out there tonight? No.
Deshaun Watson is innocent.
Now,
what
this
time
is
we
something
do?
I can jump into. I want to jump into this. Oh, yeah, and as a Browns fan, I will say this. There's been a bunch of Browns fans on Bill's Twitter fucking trying to jump to Bill's Mafia because, like, we don't want to support the rapists. But I'm torn
anybody.
On this. I don't think so either. But he might have kind of F-signed him. He might have kind of F-signed him, like, took their hand and fucking, like, you know, massage this a little bit.
Well, it's
you
not
know,
anything.
It's
just
Louis
an excuse,
CK, you know.
It's just an excuse because their team sucks, and the other nearby
yeah.
team is pretty good.
Well, here's the interesting thing with that. Now the Texans are being dragged into it. Reportedly, they set him up with the girls.
And gave him NDA, man. Yeah.
20 years ago, shit.
Yeah. So fucking.
Is that who's
yeah,
on?
I don't know.
I forgot who was on.
And there's been no criminal charge. There's been no criminal charges, Presley. Yeah, there's like five of us. We're gonna fucking bring in more later.
Was Dip here?
No.
All he did was pay some prostitutes who won't admit they're prostitutes, and now they're just after more money. That's all that's happened here. The lawyer representing him.
I think so, too.
Like. Whatever. He got them off. They got
well,
off Instagram, dude. That's all that goes on there now.
Here's from my perspective, having paid massage ladies to do stuff to my weenie. There's no. What? When are they plotting all these lawsuits and shit? They got dicks to jerk. I don't buy it. I say he did some shit.
They're not real masseuses, man. They're insta whores.
I know. I'm saying regular old massage, jacking off, fucking whatever, ladies, ain't doing all this lawsuiting. Somewhere along
you know
the line,
what I
fucked up.
Here's my theory. The lawyer got jerked off by one of these ladies himself, and he's like, "You ever jerk off anyone famous?" And she's like, "Well, I jerked off that Deshaun Watson fella, the quarterback of the Texans," and he's like, I have a way we can make more money. Do you have any more lady friends that have jerked off this fella?
Yeah, that's what I mean. There's that's possible, but to me it seems more like one of the many, or there was a little bit of confusion, and that's kind of what got him popped. Then everyone jumped in.
Yeah, absolutely. But the lawyer representing them was friends with the Texans owner. They're like neighbors or whatever. I feel like he had Deshaun Watson and then was like, well, this is falling apart, but I can still get the Texans after all this shit that I just found. Because he's a lawyer and they're scumbags, you know.
Yeah.
Like, the way I understood it to begin with was he was just a whoring kind of guy. I dig it. I got to work on the road myself. And he was like, kind of a dumb millionaire, and at some point he thought if you call a masseuse, they'll fucking fuck you, and he was wrong once.
Now, here's going to throw in the realm of a maybe possibility, because I don't know the story, but people keep throwing it out to me, and I keep hearing, like, well, there was that weird shit he got into in Clemson that they covered up, but no one tells me what it is. I don't know what weird shit he got into in Clemson. Does anybody know?
I tried to Google that,
or did they
find anything.
Okay, maybe they just covered it up that goddamn good. Clemson, fucking, if you're a five-star athlete and want to fuck chicks, go there.
Like,
well,
Peyton Manning pulling
his
dick out.
I think you go anywhere. Well, yeah, Peyton Manning, his shit totally brushed under the rug when he threw his nuts in the reporter's face.
It was his physical therapist. He's just like, hey, look at my dick.
Oh, yeah. I knew it was somebody who obviously wasn't asking for it.
Did Brett Favre
but then,
get a dick pic to that sideline reporter or whatever?
Yeah. When he's on the Jets.
You think when she turned around, he pulled it out and was just like, Omaha, Omaha. You know he definitely pulled out dick. We were all 18.
I don't even know why that's funny.
Things were, pulling out dicks was funnier back when you were 18. But you know what gets
me?
Because I'm movie waiting, man.
Well, I'm just thinking a guy that thinks that's comfortable doing that at that particular time probably did shit like that all the time.
Yeah. But
absolutely.
Like recently I've been, because I watched the new Jackass, I was like, man, what's with all these dick and balls? So I went back and watched all like the old Jackasses and the Point Fives, and there was some funny shit, and I liked the hardcore stunt still. But there's a lot of dick and ball shit, and I'm like, why did I think this was so funny back then? And that's one thing, but now that...
What show?
About it, like, now that shit's not that funny to me, it's kind of gross, and like, dude, why are you putting shit in each other's asses and pulling your dicks, letting snakes bite your dick and shit? And
well,
fucking, they're the same age then as I am now. They were doing this shit in their fucking 30s and shit, like a bunch of assholes.
Oh, those guys are 10 years older than me, old fuckers.
Yeah.
In the show there used to be a couple of things like that, and then some good shit, and then it was this. All right, this one and the last one was too much head to take out everyone's butthole and the dick.
And then
I haven't seen him.
Fucking. What's his name? Johnny, the fucking main dude.
Knoxville?
Yeah, he does like one or two real crazy stunts and it like makes the movie. That's it. And he's still fucking around with bulls. Still fucking around with bulls.
He got injured by the bull. That's why he didn't have no more shit in the movie. Like,
well,
you dumb shit. Say that to me.
Well, he's
got to
be like 50-something, right?
Yeah. He's like 50 or 51.
He looks like Jamie Lee Curtis.
He's almost Liger's age.
Zilla, you there?
Yes.
Have you and your friends back in the day ever watched Jackass and went around walking around the town pulling Jackass stunts?
Shopping cart and all.
Yep, hell yeah. same here. That was our first thing, shopping carts into bushes. Like
but
in front of the
what?
Curb. You hit the curb and you go
what?
Flying.
When I was that age, Jackass didn't even exist, and I did stupid shit too. They didn't invent it.
Yeah, boys are just dumb all the time.
They were the first to monetize it, though. That's all that matters.
Yeah.
Well, and they're the first ones to be 50 years old doing it worse and worse. The only one of them whole sons of bitches that's younger than me is the one that's too drunk to even be in the movie.
Well, let me ask you this. Who did it first? Tom Green or Jackass?
Tom Green?
Yeah.
I think so. He started it. He made the Jackass Revolution.
Well, he did the kind of shit that was hilarious on the old Jackass they can't do now because they'll get recognized on the street. They can barely pull pranks.
Actually, it was the Three Stooges that started it.
But definitely Tom Green's on the street being an asshole shit. It was the kind of thing my dad doesn't understand kind of shit.
Yeah.
And I'm not like that. I almost am more like a 60-year-old on a lot of shit the way I think. But come on, you don't see that's fucking hilarious?
Oh yeah.
Freddie got fingered.
Jacking off a horse telling his dad he's a fucking farmer on that movie. I'm not even jacking one off, just fucking making his dick around. That's just hilarious.
Fucking skins that deer and puts its skin on.
We're not allowed to.
Yeah.
Hey, we probably, just to be racially sensitive, we probably shouldn't mention horses.
Oh, that's right.
Jesus.
Another thing ruined by old white guys that invented golf.
The only thing about old white guys is they do ruin things, but the things would go out of business if they didn't have those guys' money.
Because of the distributing
golf
of wealth stayed within old
golf.
White guys.
I mean like golf specifically. And
patriarchy.
Jazz. That's what used to be a black guy thing. What happened there?
It still mostly is here, but it has become like it's almost
no, but
like
I mean the listeners.
Yeah. Here, that's
what
it is.
Good
it's
musicians
like
are black. Duh.
Like 40-year-old white people that are hit their hipsters seem too late or some shit. They're fucking like, oh yeah, well, we go to this jazz club. And it is cool. But then just how they talk about it makes it not cool. It's like, no, fucking let's just listen to the jazz and fucking drink and talk. And they're like, yeah, you hear how it's like,
oh God, I hate fucking that.
Fucking all.
Yeah,
like,
my dad
dude,
does that
shit I can see him playing it. I can see him playing it. You don't gotta tell me how it's going.
My dad does that shit to me. Be drinking and shit. He's like, yeah, let's play some fucking tunes, crank it up. He's cool like that. But then he wants to tell me how great this shit is from the old acid rock days. Like, I like the shit I like. I'm fucking 40. I don't fucking get it.
You know what's crazy? There's the jazz club downtown here. I don't know why he picked a jazz club, but he went to a jazz club. A friend of mine was in it, and he took the video. Phil Collins just shows up out of fucking nowhere. Plays for like 45 minutes, talks to people for a little bit, and then just fucking leaves. Like, I was like, in the jazz club, Phil Collins? They're like, yeah, dude, it was a hit.
Well,
did he play
I would much rather listen to Phil Collins myself.
What was that thought about?
So did he play the songs from Tarzan?
Well, I don't know that song.
What?
No, that Tarzan movie. You guys, he did the whole fucking CD of it or album, whatever.
No,
fuck,
I haven't
soundtrack.
Even seen Lion King, pal.
Are you talking about Jungle Boy?
Jungle Boy.
No one watches AWE. Yeah. Fucking Hail Nina.
Oh, maybe it was though.
Actually, I do watch AEW now. I only watch Orange Cassidy clips and matches. He's the best wrestler in the world, and no one can win an argument against me for it. He is
just
the best wrestler
till,
in the world.
Just wait till like 2 days before the new show and YouTube it, and you're good.
He's actually not bad.
What was that, Alamino? What happened to CM Punk? Are you going to make it?
Are you,
evening?
He died.
I like CM Punk, though.
All right, you guys want to hear some weird golf rules?
Yeah.
Oh, hell no.
Too bad. It's going to get weird, Borg. You have to deal
with it. Like there's any other kind.
I never
golf's
remember how to
game.
Do this. Save page.
Left arm straight.
No.
Left arm straight. Feet about shoulder width.
Just grip it and rip it. That's my style, Borg. Hey, do you wear a glove when you golf, Borg?
No.
I wear two batting gloves. That's why you suck.
I don't know how that would affect my game.
I'm telling you, next time you golf, go to fucking Dick's Sports or whatever the fuck is in Montana and fucking get two batting gloves, left and right hand, golf with them. It's the greatest thing in the world, especially on a hot day. Your hands never slip on the club, ever.
Okay,
you got two batting gloves on. You're ready to crank it like fucking Cecil Fielder.
I keep one in the bag, and I throw it on if I've been practicing a bunch and my damn left hand's getting beat up, but I usually don't use it.
Yeah, you don't need it for the blisters. You need it for the grip it or rip it. All right, you ready for some golf rules?
I barely wear fucking gloves to do concrete, you punk-ass millennial.
Yeah, I don't need gloves to fucking protect my skin. I use it for grip.
Well, get some new grip, you old fucking whitey.
Here goes some rules. The air rule. If a gust of wind moves your ball, you can play it from its new position. But artificially propelled air moves your ball, you must replace it without penalty. So basically, if anyone walks by you with a giant fan and pushes your ball, you have to put it back. But other than that, you're fine.
Well,
that's a fucking weird goddamn rule.
Well, I think that's because you can almost touch it. And it'll move a little bit. Golf's weird with that one hat. Like, who cares if it's within an inch? What's the difference?
Yeah, but who has artificial wind all over the golf course so that they have to put that in the rule?
That's got to be
is what I'm asking.
It's got to be a. It must be a TV thing.
I don't know. This
I'm
one was crazy to me. I actually read
air,
this
though,
one.
Could mean you step on the grass and make the ball fall down the air. You know what I mean? You step 2 inches away
now,
from
the ball.
Now,
that's
a
different
nice
rule.
Puppy.
That's
oh,
a different
okay.
rule somewhere else.
Yeah, all right.
But here's an orange rule. The orange rule. This one's fucking hilarious. If your ball is lodged in an orange, like a piece of fruit, an orange, you cannot take relief without penalty.
You have to
play it as it lies if your ball lands in an orange. Otherwise,
yeah.
It's a penalty if you remove the ball from the orange and take a drop. This is
but
a real rule
I
of golf course.
I understand that, though.
Well, why do you fucking got a fucking citrus farm next to the goddamn golf course to begin with? And
well,
what's your oranges doing in the fairway?
Exactly what I was about to say. It's probably somebody in Scotland had their fucking golf course on fucking orange farm.
But it's a USGA rule.
Yeah, but it's still the golf rules. Golf's so weird like that.
Yeah. Like, there's a fucking goddamn rule about, like, you can hit your golf ball. And if you say something like fucking, I thought it was going to turn more, but it didn't. It went straighter than I thought. That's you helping out another golfer and you lose a stroke or some bullshit like that. And it's like, dude, I was just complaining. Shut the fuck up. Let me complain.
Well, and I understand that, too, because it's like a blackjack table if there was money on the game.
Fucking golf. No, it's stupid. You can't, because even if you
like
tell
I
them
said,
about the slope, even if you tell them
like
about
I said,
the slope,
never
they
even
still
played
gotta
this
hit
rule.
The goddamn shot. All right,
I've
let's go to one more golf rule.
With all this
we're gonna
extra
go to one,
rules and shit.
One more golf rule, then we'll switch it back up. I don't like hanging on golf. This one was another intriguing one. The cactus rule. If your ball comes to rest next to a cactus, you may wrap your arm or leg in a towel to protect from needles when you play your shot. But you can't cover the cactus with a towel. Why the fuck can't you put a towel on the goddamn cactus, Borg?
That one is stupid.
It's
I can't defend that just because it's a big money game or any other reason. You should be able to cut the cactus down.
I should be able to put lipstick on the cactus and make out with it if I want.
You should
It's a no way fucking with my ball.
No, it should be a different rule. If you can chop the cactus down with your putter, you get an eagle on the hole. one whack.
In three swings, it's called the John Henry rule. You get three swings at the cactus.
Well, it's golf, but you have to go by the size of the cactus and shit.
Or they have a cactus chopping machine out there, and if you can chop the cactus before the machine.
Or fuck that. If you can land it close enough to the cactus to fuck up your shot, that's an easy.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah,
I don't understand the cactus rule.
You suck.
It's fucking weird, dude.
Golf.
I've played with people that are strict on the rules and shit, dude. It's fucking weird. It's like, dude, we're out here shooting fucking 90s and 100s, and so just let us be.
That's me and the homies. We had one guy with us over in North Dakota that was a scratch golfer, but he fucking drank more than the rest of us and usually bought half our drinks because he was our boss. So
was there more to
that
story?
Too, but he didn't put it on us. I'm saying, I played with a guy that did all that, but he never tried to do it to the group.
Sorry, Mark. I've had to hold some hits in because I'm not supposed to be smoking inside right now.
Oh, my God. Tell you what to do. You tell
Holy
them what
shit.
To do. You go give them a burnt pizza and tell them they better like it.
They're gone. My nephew and his girlfriend, they're gone.
I don't smoke weed at people's places either. I remember my stepdad saying, fuck, I'd rather have you smoke a cigarette in the house than smoke that weed, because my buddy is one of those guys who's like, I gotta smoke, and I'm too much of a pussy to go outside. And he's like, I'd rather you have a cigarette in here than smoke weed. He fucking hated the smell of weed.
I love the smell of weed. I'd rather, even if I'm not getting high, I'd rather people be smoking
weed
around me.
Well, you smoke
weed,
you dumb son of a bitch.
That's true. But even if I didn't smoke weed, how can you not like the smell of it? It smells good.
It smells like a stanky skunk.
Yeah, you're right.
I even hate it when somebody advertises their weed by saying, oh, it's the smelliest. You know that means it's good, but I really don't want it to be the smelliest.
Did everyone slowly disappear off our show?
They're probably just
no.
waiting for us to shut the fuck up.
No, I'm still here.
Zotbot's still here. Zilla and Alamino, they're always... Oh, Zilla's still here?
Zilla's here.
Yes.
Everybody's here.
Zilla.
Yeah.
What's our next topic? What's our next topic, Zilla?
Michael P.S. Hayes.
I think Michael P.S. Hayes likes his cucumbers pickled.
Do you ever think you? Well, I'll go straight to Zilla since he brought
I
it up.
I gave you the actual next topic. It's written in the advertisement.
Oh, okay. But hold on. Do you ever think you'll get like Michael P.S. Hayes and not know that you're too old for your haircut anymore?
And he doesn't even wrestle anymore. That's the funny part. He's an office worker and he still rocks the shit.
No, man, your head gets too hot. You know when to get a haircut.
Yeah. I mean, I had long hair for a little bit in high school, and it was fun playing basketball, wearing a headband, and looking like a jerk and shit. And but at the end of that basketball season, I was like, this shit's too hard to comb and take care of, and it sucks, and I just shaved it all off. So, I mean, I could see the guy at wrestlers with long, wet hair when they're wrestling to make them look cool and shit. But when you're retired, what the fuck you got a goddamn ponytail for, you son of a bitch?
What is the ponytail shit? I understand the comb-over shit, but just to,
yeah.
You know, to cover the bald spot. But what's the ponytail shit? Have a big bald spot and a big ponytail.
I can just imagine Michael P.S. Hayes driving down the road with one of his buddies, and they're fucking, he's hitting a joint. He takes a hit, he's got his right hand on the wheel, left hand holding the joint. Michael P.S. Hayes hits the joint, and one of his buddies goes, hey, man, you ever going to cut off that ponytail? Why the fuck you still got a ponytail? That shit's whack nowadays. And Michael P.S. Hayes like, nah, man, this shit's still cool.
Well, it's cool in his world because he goes and hangs out with wrestlers from the 70s.
It's like
beautiful.
Fucking.
I'm getting
like that Avatar movie with
hairline.
The blue people. They wrap their ponytails together to fucking touch each other and shit. You guys ever seen Avatar?
I kind of tried to pay attention to it once a million years ago.
I've watched that movie on mushrooms like 4 times now, to be completely honest with you.
I was super stoned, and the visuals are really cool, but I can't convince enough people that the movie is fucking terrible. I'm like, dude,
oh,
it's just fucking, it's a story of the Native Americans and Europe taking over the USA. That's all it is. Yeah.
Well, at the time, it was like getting the new PlayStation. It had the new best special effects available.
Yeah.
But the whole thing
I was in there with 3D glasses on after smoking two blunts going,
yeah.
Oh.
So almost everybody saw it, and that part was kind of cool. But the story is terrible because the part about me, and you're going to bring up the Indian thing. I don't care about that if they're recreating a story.
Nah, I'll
but
bring
the
up
whole
the James
about
Cameron
being
thing.
In,
that
the,
dude sucks.
But the whole thing about being an actual avatar is just a tack on. It could have just been a war movie. The actual avatar part is just an add on, afterthought.
Yeah. The only part was the one dude had his legs cut off, but he had legs when he was the avatar.
I mean, there's no reason for it to be an avatar. It's like, cool shit's going on.
Except for he had
legs
now.
Little...
Except for I just explained exactly why he was an avatar.
No, yeah, that's what it was, too. It's like, oh, cool shit's going on in this big blue people and shit. Okay, back to the little room with the avatar dork crying and shit. Every fucking 10 minutes.
That army guy is fucking ridiculous in that movie, though. He looked like a dude from Small Soldiers, the toy from Small Soldiers. He's just evil for no fucking reason. Stabbing people.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I meant. It was fucking like...
Why
did
they make him look like cats? That's what I want to know.
I don't know. But basically, the point of all this is that they all had long black hair with magical ponytails, and when they intertwined them together, they could bang each other somehow. And fucking, that's why Michael PSA still has a ponytail.
Oh, they did. So he can bang avatars?
Yeah.
In the realm or whatever?
Freebird rules.
Nice work.
Hey, you're going to take me like a dom.
Shake that ass, bitch. Dude, just play the song for a minute.
I'm not even in here. I would.
I don't know if I got it up. I don't. Nah, fuck it.
Shake that ass, bitch, and let me see what you got. Just shake that ass, bitch, and let me see what you got. Just shake that ass, bitch, and let me see what you got. Just shake that ass, bitch, and let me see what you got. Just shake that ass, bitch, and let me see what you got. No head.
What up, though, ho? I wanna see your ass on the dance floor. Ain't no time to be faking tricks. On the for real, I wanna see that ass, bitch. Drop it down a little low like that. Hit in the front with the splat pack. Palm Beach County style from the bottom. Shake that ass to do something, ho. Splat pack in the house off front, yo. G-string from the back. Just shake that ass with a splat pack.
Shake that ass, bitch, and let me see what you got. Just shake that ass, bitch, and let me see what you got.
Big Papa Pump, if you could just hold the phone just a second here. After what you did to Booker T last night,
Stevie
Ray says he's going to put it all on the line, his career against your title.
See, Booker T, he lied to the fans. He lied to everybody. He said you'd have to kill him to take the belt. Pry his cold, dead hands from the belt. He lied. Stupidity. Obviously, he runs in a family. If I ended Booker T's career, I'm going to end Stevie Ray's career tonight.
Okay, one more thing. Have you heard anything further about Starrcade? Who are you going to be defending the title?
I really don't give a damn who Flair gets. I'll tell you what, cameraman, follow me. Follow me right now. Remember out here, Dean. Follow me.
He's going to the limousine. We're going to have a confrontation.
I've always wanted somebody to do this. Let's not wait till Starrcade. Let's have Big Papa Pump kill this guy right now.
Who is it? Who's in the limo?
Well, what do we have here?
Oh, they found the bell cap.
Hey, what are you doing, guys? Who are these ugly bitches?
This man won't belong to Mr. Nature Boy Rick
Flair. That's crazy, all the ugliness coming out of here.
I got limos coming in all night at the airport. If you want a limo, I'll get you one. But this
limo
belongs to Nature Boy Rick Flair.
So you're the one responsible?
Yeah, I got the limo. It's mine.
Huh?
It's mine.
That's in my suit.
I wonder from that audio who won the fight.
That was so drawn out.
Dean's got a problem with everything has to be sit on a big timer and shit. It's a two-hour show of assholes who watch wrestling talking shit.
Yeah, I bet you overcook your pasta.
No, you do. Yeah, you did.
Hey,
actually, I undercooked it, if anything.
It's been a power hour, and I feel like we successfully bullshitted for 60 minutes. Unless you guys got more to talk about, I'm cool to fucking just say, let's call this. Well,
I mean,
I think that's
your show, bro.
Yeah, fuck it. We're out of here.
Your
power hour.
I'm staying right here.
No, I take some time to wait for you.
No, this is the right thing. I'm staying right here. I got 3 minutes.
Come on, man. I got a bomb here. I'll kill her. I'll blow this whole place up.
Go ahead. I don't shop here.
Good night, bitches.
We're less than.
Pork staying here.
Oh, I'm staying here. I killed
all
a
right,
kid.
Listen to Boris for an hour.
Start the podcast. Heel beats and rhymes. I'll explain it in a sec here.
Sup, yo. My name is the Boar. Favorite too many seconds. Can't do it no more. Then I turn on Rogue Squad. And what do I get? Dinner worldwide. Talking that shit. Sucker, I did two shows, 2 days in a row, last week, with homemade beats and flows, going in hard like the chronic, not just getting faced and practicing phonics, yo, and this sucker be calling me out, fuck it, yo, I'll delete my account, when suckers need to know what the fuck you all about,
yo, delete your account,
when your Getty images ain't getting a proper clout,
yo, delete your account,
when you invented earthing, but the people out.
Yo, delete your account.
We'll delete that shit. You'll see, oh, you'll miss us when we ain't got no accounts on discus. So I got this discus site. Pretty decent following the shit's eye. I post exclusive images. And the people in the comments just talking shit. As if that shit ain't fucked up enough. They like Diener better and they hate my gut. I tried lecturing, but that shit didn't work. Just made me sound even more like an asshole. Fuck you uncultured fuckers, I'm out. I will nuke this site, then delete my account. When the people need to know what the fuck you all about.
Yo, delete your account.
When you'd like to take your meds, but you ran out.
Yo, delete your account.
When you nuke the fucking site, and then peace out.
Yo, delete your account.
We'll delete that shit, you'll see, you'll miss us. We ain't got no accounts on discus.
Final
my account care. Is big as fuck, yo. Got government tax. I'm grandioso. Delete that shit several times before it starts to affect my real life. Making threads for pity didn't work. Shit just made me look more like an asshole. I'd like to leave it deleted. But then how could I get in the middle of every single disagreement? I'll do the same shit I've done more times than I can. I'll embarrass myself and then delete my account. You can't say shit to me, can you? Before I delete my account, I'll ban you. Best watch out, sucker, I might spam you. Then I'll have an account that's brand new. You suckers know what I'm about.
Yo, delete your account.
When you get clowned for all that stupid shit you spout.
Yo, delete your account.
If you on a site, then quit. And if you got an account, delete that shit, we'll delete that shit. You'll see, you'll miss us when we ain't got no accounts on Discus. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Thank you, that was Borg performing the timeless classic Final Account Deletion. What up, Zilla?
What up, yo?
I got dished again. Did you know it's for real? Actually, 2 weeks till the fucking shit is shut down for real.
Yeah.
For real. I didn't mean for it to be. I meant for it to be shut down a few weeks ago. And then they said, oh, well, it shuts down next month. I don't know if that means they give me a free month or somehow I get screwed into paying for a month. Probably from not reading the fine print. So,
it happens.
Here I is. But I got plans for how to do this in a cheap and free way. And I'm going to do other little shit too. And I love it when people that act like they're smart ask me, well, how is doing a moving the podcast to YouTube, how is that going to sell you, how help you sell golf clubs? I don't know, include me selling golf clubs on it, I suppose. Seems simple to me. But
might
some
be a
doctors,
good combination.
But some doctors who sell garbage cans or whatever the hell they do. Don't understand.
Yeah.
And some people didn't. They asked me for an explanation. But this is a doctor telling me, not just asking. They're trying to say it's stupid and it doesn't work. As if being on the goddamn YouTube isn't an advertisement for whatever you're doing. And you only need 20 people if they play golf. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
Because I have a job and a life. And Brock Lesnar.
Oh, yeah, baby.
I get a pop when I say the same shit I say on the thread. When I say all my old stupid sayings. Like, he said it. Like, when they say the title of the movie during the movie. Dinner time. I'll get frustrated and give up in the middle of dinner time. Actually, I think he fucking got too high.
It happens.
No, I never got too high to finish the show. I got too drunk. I only grabbed a six-pack of Rolling Rock today. What are you drinking on? And are you vaccinated?
No, and Modelo.
Good choice. That's what my landlord over here drinks. They got 5-6 acres. I got an acre of it. I got a building sitting here, half built for a year. Recently, I bought 2x6s for the roof and shit, but I haven't done much with it. I went to town when I was able to get all that cheap materials for a few $100. Everybody knows that. Then I went to go get real shit that you got to spend money for at the lumberyard. And that shit is outrageous. Have you been in this predicament?
Probably not.
Fuck me over at work, too, because I got to get, I mean, you bid whatever you got to bid. You got the lower bid or you don't or whatever, but fuck me at work because I got to get 80% down to do a job. Or you got to get 80% down. I said, listen, you can send whatever amount, you know, $4,000 of it straight to the, you can go give that to the concrete plant. But I can't do shit for 50% down anymore. Fucking price of material. And Lord, I don't want to anyway. These some bitches are acting suspicious. This little asshole I'm working with. Because he's working with his buddy pouring some tiny little piece of fucking thing. And I run into them at Subway. They act like they're worried that I'm fucking pissed or something. Like, I don't fucking care anymore, you little assholes. And I'm not going to be here in the winter for the rest of my life either. You guys are lucky down south.
How's that?
Because I'm going to move down south in the winter, and you don't have the inconvenience of having to come back north in the summer. Oh, I know. It's its own kind of shit show. That's why I would have to run away in the summer. Too hot. I was lucky last year. Hey, a hot little bitch in a raft on the river, a $17,000 settlement from the fucking union. All I did was play around in it. I can't do a 110-degree summer if I actually have to work. Yao Ming.
Yeah, I kind of did.
I've barely been working. I've been floating my bills by doing my fucking flipping golf clubs. I don't even have a job in a life. So I barely have a job, but it's super time-consuming when I do make a few bucks. But then a damn flab pops up, then I'm flush for a while. It's my first year on my own. What do you expect? Luckily, I got a little side flip. Otherwise, I'd be fucking screwed. I do not have cash in the bank these days.
Cash on hand, okay.
I got that. And, well, what happened is 4th of July, fucking... If you ever dealt with goddamn Montana or probably Southern fucking construction guys, they fucked everything off during 4th of July the whole week, and I lost a big job I was supposed to do this week. I didn't lose it, but it got postponed because everybody got stupid, I'm sure.
That's interesting.
Doubt it. But I got to wait on other construction guys. My job is the hardest job, but I narrowed it down to where that's all I do. So really, I should only have to do concrete 2 or 3 days a week because I do the hard, high-paying part of it. I don't want to do it all the time. It's stupid. I want to play golf.
True that.
I like doing it, and I'm the most set up guy to do it. Little small jobs and shit. That's what I think. If I go to Florida in the winter, I think I'd make $1 million just because I got a vibe strike. They can get little two-man crews around there all day long. I can underbid it because I got a fucking machine that I can do 2 or 3 guys worth of shit easily. But right now, I ain't even focused that hard on it. You know what? I ain't broke enough yet.
There you go.
I'm not quite that broke. And I'm still trying to bank a little bit on these golf clubs for the next couple weeks. In a few weeks, this market's going to take a shit. In Montana. In the winter, it'll still be good in Florida. And then I know some derelict that's, I know some rich derelict that's supposedly going to give me some work down there, too.
Always beautiful.
Not that I need it. I don't really want to do it. It sounds easy enough. The dumb rich fuckers. They don't know what cool shit looks like. You got that kind of money, he should just give me $100,000 and tell me, do whatever you want.
I like that idea.
Dude, I'll make that shit look pimp as fuck. And you'll have excellent concrete.
Slabs.
Well, you got to start with the good concrete down there in that sweaty, wet ground, I'm sure. So... he wants to do outbuildings and fucking trim work with fucking fake rocks and shit. Some of that stuff that you got for a little concrete. It's all the same shit. You got cash like that, though. Just give me, or, you know, more realistic, give me $40,000. Expect that half of it's going to go to me buying equipment and making a living, and the other half will be spent on your house. And I will pimp that bitch out.
I believe that.
Oh, boy. Because he's into all the same kind of shit I've been doing, but I don't want to do it by myself. And I can't get help in Libby, Montana. Nobody that's worth the shit. Down there, this guy's like can hustle and help on a job. It'd be easy. Is it racist to say that, like, Cubans and shit can fucking smoke fucking most Americans on a fucking job site? Because it's damn true.
Oh, yeah.
Because they don't know about hard times, Daddy. Some of us do. Most of us don't. And some of us did once, and they don't remember. I remember. You won't catch me not being prepared for hard times, Daddy. You ever had hard times, Dilla?
Time, baby.
People don't know, dude. I don't think of the group, I would say it has to be AC that doesn't know about hard times.
I think AC knows the best of hard times.
I'm saying he's fourth place, though. I'm not saying out of everybody. I'm saying out of you, me, him, and Deer. That's fourth place on hard times.
You'd even say he came up short.
Why? God, that's so funny. You should do it every time you make a fucking comment and just batter people to death until they block you and then fake delete your account for a while and spy on the person that blocked you. And I have, of course, I could always go talk on the secret double secret fucking podcast area, and I could ask questions about Butt Lips and what he's doing. I think I did. I never asked the question. I just said, if he did this one thing, tell me about it. I don't even remember what it was. But that was one specific thing, because it was for a big setup anyway. But this some bitch, you know he'd be running around spying on me all the time, right?
Essentially.
So I asked him one time. He was talking about Matty Romanko, turncoat / wrestling fan. And I asked him if he could diagnose Matty Romanko. Why? What do you call this obsession thing that he's got going on? And he couldn't do it. He sounded like somebody that had no idea almost what I was talking about. I mean, he said, oh, he's on the spectrum, I'm sure. I said, sure, we all are. But that's why it's the spectrum. It encompasses everyone. Right there, I'm like, what the fuck? Are you nuts? You're not educated. So so there's that whole thing is a pretty good fucking troll in itself that we believed that he was a professor. But he is not. Correct?
Huh.
Yucca. Oh, shit. Somebody's on. All right. Who this?
Shake that ass, bitches. Let me see what you got. Shake that ass, bitches. Let
oh,
me see
no.
What you got.
You're ruining my podcast, and I'm going to end early. Sup, bitch? We were just talking about golf.
I'm sure.
Not really. I was asking I was making the point that when Butt Lips was indeed on live and got pooned by Emma later in the evening, that I asked him for a specific diagnosis of Maddie's condition, and he couldn't give me no answers. And I have now asked, I'm going to join you in on this. I have now asked you guys, since he's obviously not a professor, not an educated person, and it's all a bunch of bullshit, what I want to ask you guys, what is his diagnosis? And you can give me mine if you want for fairness or whatever, but give me his.
Chlamydia.
Just...
Well, that does make you crazy. Is that the one that, no, syphilis. Syphilis is the one that made all the people have mental problems.
It happens.
Diagnoses butt lips on his pretending he's a professor and actually getting away with it, and now pushing further and further and further with trying to always trick everyone.
Well, sneaky.
Cheating at sports, cheating at the damn even prediction. I mean, sports cheating. I mean, you know, there's a whole board to deal with that, and the guy that runs it and all that, but. Cheating at the fucking wrestling predictions? Come on.
He went.
Come on. Fucking. And I'm starting to think you might be right. Now that I know the depths of his psychosis. Maybe butt lifts and bish are the same. Even though bish sounded like a black guy and butt lifts sounded like a white guy.
Whoa.
What? What'd I say? Whoops. No, but I'm saying they're both black guys. So that's even more... likely that he's faking one of the voices. What? Are we on fucking Twitter now? I'm right, right?
All I have to say is everyone on our goddamn fucking thread thinks certain people are the same person. And none of them are right.
Oh, I've busted a couple people, but I throw that around and say it. Sometimes
I'm not talking about accounts that are around for a week or two. I'm talking about, like, all the long-term active accounts. They're all different people right now.
No. You're right, because my actual theory is that he does not have. And if he's anybody's alt, it's Liger because he's lying about everything.
See what you did there.
No, well, yeah, I tripled that one. God damn it. That was from half court, and I fucking squished it. I mean,
that'd be super fucking interesting because remember he's like, I got the secret account over there. Nobody knows. What if the entire goddamn time the secret account was Liger?
Well, I think he lied about having the secret account, but then he played a little game over on OI with little alt accounts, and I busted him a couple times doing that. But I don't think he ever had an actual one for a whole year and not got busted. But lips, no way. It'd be like me trying to do it. It'd just be too fucking obviously it's him after a while. Or Maddie, better example, always trying to show up with the alt. I can never tell if he means it or if he's kidding. I hope he's kidding, you know. But the funny part is I don't think he is.
No, I don't.
I don't know who Matei Ruminka is. They say some shit that wasn't even included. You know? Like, but yeah, they bust them in the old movies. I didn't say it was on Friday. Fucking dumbass Matei Ruminka. Why don't he call anymore? He's not even on anymore hardly. He doesn't even have his own site. I hope he still has a job and a life.
Obviously he does, because he doesn't have time to spend all day on the internet worrying about fake internet titles.
He has friends. He has Fireball. Brock Lesnar. He's got a lot going on. Yeah, of course I'll accept it from my boy Matty, even though he's a turncoat. But man, hate it in real life. I hate it in real life when somebody that doesn't fucking work hard like me tries to say they do.
Dude, the only reason I'll never hate Matty is because, first of all,
that boy
got something wrong with him.
He's the best thing that ever happened.
And two, fucking that dude is always just trying to have the best possible time he can have at that very moment right now. And I will never hate on that.
Yeah, he's making it the most outrageous when he shows up.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And not to mention that, like, I understand. Like, sometimes he's too shy to call. He's not going to do it all the time like some people do. And then sometimes he's all about it. But he pushes towards the part that wants to figure it out instead of away from it. That's my boy, Matty. And he doesn't have his own site. Like I said, I'm sure he still has a job and a light and Bud Light and Fireball and Brock Lesnar.
Yeah, this dude's just going to fucking like NXT pay-per-views and shit. Like, I don't give a fuck.
You know, hey, you ever think some weird shit about people like that you wouldn't have thought of, but then you think of it? When you're dealing with like digital people online and shit.
Oh yeah.
Well, let's see if I'm right. Zilla, are you still here? Zilla? God damn it, he left. Son of a bitch. I was going to ask him. I've always had a suspicion that he knows who I am on YouTube.
Maybe. I don't know. I know you're real fucking from PayPal.
Just by connecting the dots in my own head, I thought there's a very good, strong chance that Zilla knows who I am on YouTube. It doesn't matter. I was just about to ask him, and he's already gone. Yeah, damn it. It was his time to shine, and he failed. No, I've always figured maybe Zilla sees my comments on YouTube comment section, because you know how he is. He'll find that little thing if he actually gives a shit about it without being a hacker like Matty. that you and me helped Matty.
I can't even hear you saying it right now.
You can't hear me?
No, you broke up that whole time.
Can you hear me now?
A little bit.
Really?
Now you're good. No. You're underwater, right, kind of.
Do I get it right in this shit?
Now you're good, right there.
Well, anyway, am I here now?
Yeah.
All right, hold on a sec. God damn it.
Pure professionals over here.
Here we go. Well, that no, I couldn't find my good headgear. I threw on my old one. It always starts doing that after an hour. So I'm just on no headgear now. What was I talking about? Fucking Maddie of some sort of conversation.
Yeah. He's the cream of the crop and shit.
He is. He is. None of you. You're no Maddie. Without Maddie, we don't have that much around here. Because you're all just as big a fucking clown, and none of you are as good as him.
Remember when we switched to Unicorns Anonymous? One of the very first threads was the trial of Maddie Romanko. And it drew as fuck. It was like 5,000 comments. And like in a matter of 10 hours.
Maddie's the world record for a podcast other than, and probably three out of the top five, other than the time you got a million by tricking everybody.
But I did do erotic readings. I didn't trick them. It just wasn't what they hoped for. Well,
I'm saying you always beat me. If we were both doing this every week, you would always beat me, but not when I got Maddie on. I fucking smoke everybody.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. I used to plan them better, and like a week ahead, I'd start advertising it and get people
into
the topic.
Well, my shit was always for people that wanted to listen to ill beats and rhymes and a big fucking organized show. And you have the better format for more people to enjoy.
Yeah, back when I did it, I knew it was mostly me most of the time. And fucking, my whole thing was I wanted it to be about something, and I didn't want dead silence and awkward pauses. Like, I was big on it.
Well,
but now it's like, I don't really give a shit anymore.
Well, I worked that out of the shit. I do forget sometimes. What's this theater show? And I try to just fill those gaps, you know, and like, oh, fuck, I'm drowning everyone out again, but they don't talk enough.
Yeah.
And
but,
they wait
no,
just 10 seconds before they answer?
I think you missed it. Like, Zilla and Almino have a pretty good back and forth somehow, even though they're, like, completely different dudes. Fucking me and Thoughtbot had that back when I did Diener Time originally. It would be mostly just me and him, and they'd call him at the end, and fucking it'd be like a good back hour or back half hour or whatever they called in. And the whole first hour is just me and Thoughtbot doing the topic. And he was like my fucking Andy Richter. He just played the good background.
I don't get to be anyone's favorite, but I usually do better with them Southern boys. And AC is usually consistent for the first 45 minutes of the show.
He needs to get some better audio equipment, honestly. I think we need to confront him with that tomorrow in the chat. I'll be like, AC, for real, this is we're letting you know.
And why
you gotta
is he,
get some
he's
better...
the guy that should know more about this than us.
Yeah, but see, before his shit when we first started, which was like 6 years ago now, his shit worked fine, and we'd always make fun of someone else's audio equipment. I forget whose. And
I remember that can't be true. I've heard you say this before, and it can't be true.
Yeah, he's like, this is my original iPhone earpiece, and this still works fine. And it did.
It can't
and then,
be
like,
true.
A year or two later, it started getting worse and worse and worse, and he still has the same one.
I'm going to have to confront him if that's true. Because I had one, too, when I got my PS4. I was bragging about it for 3 months, and it sounded great, but it's just a cheap little thing, you know. It's got the best technology, but the wires are flimsy, and it wasn't great. After about 2 months, I drank all my fucking Rolling Rock. Can you believe that? You ever buy Rolling Rock?
Yeah, it's not bad. I used to drink it back in the day a lot.
Well, I drink it because it's a damn $6 six-pack of beer. I don't have to... I don't have to drink $3 beers every time, and I've been killing myself on that. I'm not getting rich right now.
Fucking A. Hey. I got to fucking join these hockey dudes for a 6-on-6 matchup. It's our squad against theirs. Fucking 6 real people against 6 real people. I got to do it. So I got to go.
Speaking of white,
I'm the center. I do the face-off, and I'm a playmaker.
You suck. You're fat and a retard.
You're fat and stupid and retard and don't have a job and you're in pieces.
I didn't think you were calling back anyway. You don't need to make an excuse to be retard and fat.
Yeah, I just needed a quick break. And then you're like, I'm still doing it. I was like, well, fuck it. Maybe I'll call back. And I did. But anyway,
I'm
out of
here.
Because you're fat and stupid and retarded.
Less than 2 weeks till the real last show.
All right, I'm down.
And we're going to explain between now and then to Buttlips how I sell golf clubs on YouTube. Somehow that was too much for him to connect the dots, as educated and a doctor as he is.
Yeah.
Idiot. Fucking clown. And if any of you believed him, you're all clowns too. You should listen to the concrete guy. I don't know shit except I know bullshit. Are you done yet? I'm still doing the show, so I'm not. You can plug your next show. Take you at your word. No matter how hard you try. I'm going to end this shit too, but I'm going to find that damn song. If anybody's listening right now, it's Bass. And if I can find the song, I'm going to play it from start to finish for the first time ever since I'm closing up shop in a week and a half. No matter how hard you try, you can't stop me now. Where the hell is it? What was I looking for? Oh, I got to go back into the shit. Somebody's been drinking their whole six-pack and got buzzed half. All right, here we go. Where are we at? Where are we at? Plows asked somebody. I was unable to find the title correctly, even though I usually put shit down in a way that's easy to find. All right, let me see. Crossface, Dead One, Goodbye Homies, Sylvester, Candy Shell, Harry Balls, ICP Something, Fuck Your Mom. A few fucking moms. AC number one. What was it? It was Cool G Rap and Necro. This is what I'm trying to get, and I somehow hid it from myself while I was trying to make it obvious. I found it. I will play the entire piece. Of course, this time, no gimmicks.
Now, it'll be all right.
I wouldn't screw you on the second or third to last, no.
I know how upsetting it is. But it's just a little blood.
Yeah, see you, Connor. Check it. Nigga, my attitude is often anger, the boffin, strangler, bad decision, a vision of a coffin. I'm danger, hawk of the finger, stab you with a fork in the finger, stalking a stranger, focal cords caught on the hanger, that's funny. I dead honeys, I'm Ted Bundy, the dreads bummy, lead dummies make your head runny, the feds want me. I'm John Wilkes Booth when your mom Duke Stoop, and I soup cause your mom spilt soup on a darn silk suit. Got on Vietnam still boot, yeah. The pawn silk duke, firearm to a duke shoot, half of an arm pilt loose. I'm the truth, I'm Charlie Manson on Harley's glancing, the Harley's mansion, yeah. Catch couples at parks be lamping and RVs camping, watching your bitch undress down to the bra me panting. what I do when I start events, and it's hardly handsome. I met King by a red stain, this red rain. Machete swing to your neck, bang to your head hang. Desi bang, be a stretch lane when your chest drains. In a wet rain, I dump bodies off in the left lane. I'm Jack the Ripper and fat raps, trapping the quicker. Rat in the slippers, decorate her back with the scissors. Like the bitches with Jack, triple flat in the figure. Garden tools, the axe and the clippers are actually ripper, nigga. Yeah. Killing fags like Jeff Dahmer that dress in Dolce & Gabbana. I'll eat the flesh off your mama just like a possessed piranha. The Unabomber, decapitated eunuch, hack it, blade under my bomber jacket. Bitch, I ejaculate in bombing fluid. Depraved and perverted like David Berkowitz, circa 76. Lurk the city to murk an average working stiff. When I put in savage work, I get stiff. Leave you dead stiff for scavenger birds. The lead fifth will damage you quick. Dark room with amateur pick daddy-o. Deep in your pack to formulate my blood splattering patterns left on your patio. John, Lil Wayne, Gacy, killing fat bitches like Macy Gray Panicking. Been dressing them up like mannequins and Macy's and Lord and Taylor. I'm the Sith, Lord the Impaler. Bedelia, where's my cake, you dirty bitch? The Zodiac Killer, taking photos on Kodak and send them to Kojak. Load up the Mac, attack a McDonald's and whack you while you eat your Big Mac. You survive, you carry around a shit sack. You shit sack into Burger King like Douglas and Click clack. Richie Cunningham Ramirez cut you like ham on Christmas, cause you're as queer as Charlie Hunnam was on Queer As Folk. But I'd rather poke Sierra's asshole while she does the two-step on my penis and slit her throat. For the orgasm, she'll spasm all her jizz. It's a cataclysm, give her an anus aneurysm when the gat is shoved in. Cunt, rag.
Who's speaking? Hello? Who's speaking?
You can say your prayers.
It was definitely not like what you would consider hardcore usually. Because back then it was a big competition. Who could outdo him on the horror shit? And I see these two motherfuckers just tearing it up on the mic without all that bullshit. And then they can throw it in there here and there. It was always like that. It's all about subject matter. You want to hang around? Roy, delete your account. I ain't got no subject matter. Whatever, yo.
Wait a minute. I'm white.
I can do whatever, I'm white. Yeah, I can do whatever, I'm white. Yeah, when I'm in Detroit, I run red lights. The cops don't mind, it's eyes. They say you can do whatever you white.
I'm white.
Baby, I can do whatever, I'm white. Yeah, I got me some clothes. I dress real whack. Bright white pants and a fanny pack. I can dress however I like. Baby, I can do whatever, I'm white.
I'm white.
Yeah. And I sit outside and I drink some red wine. And the cops drive by and they shout, hell yeah. Cause you know that the cops don't care. Yeah, trophies are hype, but it ain't no hockey. Buy me a retriever and listen to Reba, and I could be a stay-at-home dad. Yeah, I'm in Detroit. I run red lights. The cops don't mind. It's high. They say you can do whatever you like.
I'm white.
Baby, I can do whatever I'm white. Yeah, I got me some clothes. I dress real whack. Bright white pants and a fanny pack. I can dress however I like. Baby, I can do whatever I'm white.
I'm white.
Yeah. Anytime I want, man, I can go golfing. I can go jogging. Ride on my moped. Ride out to the lakefront in my Dodge Neon. Do me some fishing and some jet skiing. Grab me my keys and head out to the skate rink. Got my rollerblades and the camcorder taping. I can wear my shorts up above my knees and I always pay my blockbuster fees. Yeah, I love me some hockey, I need me some hockey. Frisbee's aight, but it ain't no hockey. Buy me a retriever and listen to Reba, and I can be a stay-at-home dad. Yeah, I'm in Detroit, I run red lights. The cops don't mind it.
Good morning, y'all. We're going to shut it down for real this time. I'm going to play a fan song when I didn't mean it last time. This is heaven. Peace.
Starting from small crimes where others had big tops. I was slinging small dimes, trying to make the come up. The blow used to numb up a few G's a week. My click used to sum up till my brother got locked up. My girl got knocked up. My closest homie each got popped up and shot up. Cops love the block, no way to eat. So I dropped a half a G on a rented SV 1200 sampler in a Yamaha 4-track. The bass from the lab used to blow the fucking door back. My ghost was doing stick-ups, trying to make a pick-up. Waiting outside for the breeze truck to pick up. Nothing would work, so we back to chopping nicks up. Giving grown-ass women 2 vows for a dick suck. When I was stressed, I would head to the rest. Then the pads on the SP-12 got pressed. Making beats for the streets so the family could eat. In 93, Wu-Tang Clan dropped their first LP. We went platinum. Yeah, we flattened them. Clockers got fat in them. Whitney got chapping them. Satins on the map in them. Brooklyn do is bombing them. All around the world, killer bees start swarming them. You can't stop us. You can't block us. Rock us or mock us. Knock us or top us. Better sit back and watch us.
No matter how hard you try.
No matter how hard, you better go hard, so hard. If you gon' try and stop me now, I'll be ruckus to rhythm like the blocks be wild. Bad enough I got the cops trying to lock me down. Can't nobody break my stride or shake my pride without a homicide case and trial. It's a long time coming, long nines busting. Cradle to the grave, I'll be on my grind hustling. Sometimes when I think about it, have my mind bugging. The shit that I've been through, things that I've seen. The chicks that I ran through, places I've been. I'm a victim of the very song I sing. It's how it is in the heart of it. Most want no part of it. Some will lose the pain through booze and narcotics. I'ma hold my head, stay true to where my heart is. Either you pay with your life or you pay dues to homage.
No matter how hard you try.
Yeah, boy.
Almost the last cholo. What we got? Shut up, stupid fucking internet. Damn. Oh, Elamino. Look at that. Sounds like more of a beer type thing. Yeah, at least he got ill track. Thank you.